Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacoby Ellsbury. Batting second. The left fielder, Brett Gardner. Batting third. The DH, Carlos Beltran. Batting fourth. The catcher, Brian McCann. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Starlin Castro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Didi Gregorius. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chase Headley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Rob Refsnyder. Pitching for the New York Yankees, CC Sabathia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Deonor Navarro. Batting eighth. The DH, Avisail Garcia. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jason Coates. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Shields. And now, play ball. Jacoby Ellsbury is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsbury strikes out. 1 out. Brett Gardner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beltran hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Refsnyder fields the ball and throws to Sabathia covering. Safe. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abreu hits a line drive into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Refsnyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCann hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Starlin Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Didi Gregorius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gregorius hits a line drive into right field. Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chase Headley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Headley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laurie hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deonner Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Navarro strikes out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rob Refsnyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Refsnyder strikes out. One out. Jacoby Ellsbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellsbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsbury hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton strikes out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gregorius misplays the ball. That's an error on Gregorius. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Abreu moves to third. Frazier moves to second. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laurie is 0 for 1 in the game. Laurie strikes out. 2 outs. Deonner Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beltran is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Starlin Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Castro reaches second base with a double. McCann moves to third. Didi Gregorius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gregorius is 0 for 1 in the game. Gregorius hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gregorius for the out. Two outs. Chase Headley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Headley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Headley takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ref Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. One out. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gregorius fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gregorius. Coates moves to second. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson bunts towards third. Headley fields it and throws to first for the out. Coates moves to third. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rob Ref Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ref Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Ref Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacoby Ellsbury batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellsbury is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsbury hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Navarro interferes with Ellsbury, who is awarded first base. Brett Gardner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shields fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shields. Ellsbury moves to second. Brett Gardner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellsbury moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beltran is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frazier is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Frazier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gardner. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frazier moves to third. Brett Lorry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lorry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorry hits a fly ball into center field. Ellsbury settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frazier tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Navarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Navarro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Castro hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Didi Gregorius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregorius is 0 for 2 in the game. Gregorius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to third. Two outs. Chase Headley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Headley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Headley takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into right field. Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coates strikes out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gregorius scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ellsbury. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Matt Albers now pitching. Rob Refsnyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Refsnyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Refsnyder hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Refsnyder reaches second base with a double. Zach Duke now pitching. Jacoby Ellsbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsbury is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsbury hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Gardner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beltran is 0 for 3 in the game. Beltran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Sessa now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Frazier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gardner. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Ellsbury settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Lowry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frazier scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Lorie. The throw from McCann and he is safe. Lorie steals second. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Navarro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Navarro takes first base on ball four. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards second. Castro scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorie misplays the ball. That's an error on Lorie. Nate Jones now pitching. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Castro is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCann moves to second. Didi Gregorius is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gregorius is 0-for-3 in the game. Gregorius strikes out. One out. Chase Headley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Headley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Headley strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coates hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gregorius misplays the ball. That's an error on Gregorius. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Eaton bunts towards the mound. Sessa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0-for-4 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Eaton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frazier is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eaton scores. Abreu moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field. Gardner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Lorie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lorie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lorie hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Rob Refsnyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Refsnyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Refsnyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jennings juggles the ball. That's an error on Jennings. Jacoby Ellsbury is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ellsbury is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellsbury hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Gardner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltran is 0 for 4 in the game. Beltran hits a line drive beyond short. Anderson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ref Snyder moves to third. Brian McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McKen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.